the Royals, who their social media team earlier in spring training, they're always looking for ways to kind of break up the monotony of workouts, right, at spring training. And so social media teams across baseball will come up with like interesting questions as the players are coming out of the clubhouse and getting ready to go through their workouts. A lot of times they'll hit them as they're walking onto the field with a quick, hey, you know, this is today's question of the day. And they'll create cool, you know, minute to 2 minute clips out of them that oftentimes will go viral and kind of like get you to know your favorite baseball team, whoever it happens to be. Well, one of the Royals social media videos earlier in spring training just happened to be, hey, Royals players, how many alarms do you set on your iPhone to wake up, right? And so they released a minute video, and pretty much everybody was like, you know, one, two, maybe three. Well, wouldn't you know it, the capper to the Royals video, after basically every Royals player said, one, two, maybe three. Well, the last guy, the exclamation point, if you will, was Carter Jensen revealing this a couple months ago.
This is embarrassing. I need at least like 6 to 8 alarms. It's not good.
Yep. It's embarrassing. I need at least 6 to 8 alarms. It's not good. Let me tell you, Carter, you might need another plan in place, because 6 to 8, not working, my friend. Hopefully the youngster will learn from it and it will never happen again. Thought that was just an interesting little side story from baseball this week. Let's pause 10 for stations to identify themselves.
This is ESPN Chicago, home of the White Sox. WMVP WTBC HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Jeff Meller live at Right Field. When we come back, we'll get you set for some of today's action. We've also got Brooks Boyer, who joined Carmen and Yurko and revealed some of the things that White Sox fans can anticipate and look forward to when they're making their way out to the ballpark this season. Plenty to do right here on White Sox Weekly on ESPN 1000 and the Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network.
For over 45 years, Food and Paper Supply Company has been the local leader in food service distribution. We're proud to partner with and service the Chicago White Sox and restaurants throughout Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. At Food and Paper Supply, we're committed to getting you the products you want, including fresh poultry, beef, pork, shrimp, and produce, plus frozen fries, appetizers, dairy products, oils, and a full line of carryout packaging. Our cash and carry retail store is open to the public with wholesale pricing. Go to foodandpaper.com. That's foodandpaper.com for service and products beyond compare.
Borrow what you need when you need it with a home equity line of credit from Republic Bank of Chicago. From home improvements to unplanned expenses and everything in between, rest easy knowing we've got you covered. Visit rbankchicago.com or one of 20 locations to get started with your Republic Bank home equity line today. Subject to credit approval. Property insurance required. Contact us for current rates. Equal housing lender. Republic Bank of Chicago. Banking beyond expectations.
Guys, this is Courtney Cronin. Let's be honest. Most of us aren't great at saying what we feel. That's where jewelry does the talking. And nobody does it better than Rogers and Hollins, family owned since 1910. From engagement rings to stunning jewelry and watches, whether it's a gift that speaks for you or something that elevates your look, they've got it all. Jewelry says it best. Rogers and Hollins makes it last. See the Rogers and Hollins difference at a store near you or go to fornowandforever.com.
When your life turns upside down after an accident, you need an advocate like Wallner Law. I'm John Wallner, and for over 50 years, Wallner Law has fought for people just like you. Injured, overwhelmed, and searching for answers. We don't just take cases. We take care of people, and we win for you. From car crashes to workplace injuries, Wallner Law stands by your side every step of the way. So call us today, 312-8000, and win with Wallner.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
It was a personal goal of mine to try and purchase a home before the age of 30. I do remember the first moment I walked into my home. I remember that real clearly, actually. I walked in, and I could hear my footsteps echo off the back wall. And the first thing I thought in my head was, man, furniture is going to be real expensive. The VA not requiring any down payment prior to buying the home is actually really beneficial, because it allowed me to take that money I had budgeted to go out and buy furniture, food, cleaning supplies, pretty much everything I needed. Using the loan itself wasn't too complicated. It's very user-friendly, and the VA was really helpful showing me what I needed to do and how I would go about it. Purchasing a home is scary. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that are new to you and that you won't understand, but ultimately it's not impossible, and they make it so that anybody can do it. Oh, I'm extremely glad I did it. It was one of the best things I could have done for myself, I think.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Many of our most important memories are made at school. But for children like Victoria, the classroom can be a place of fear and isolation. She wore a bandage over her cleft every day. Too shy to speak, too afraid to smile. Everything changed after one life-transforming surgery made possible by SmileTrain. Today, Victoria's smile lights up her classroom, a symbol of confidence, connection, and new beginnings. Due to stigma, children with untreated clefts often miss out on school entirely. But thanks to SmileTrain, students like Victoria are stepping into the classroom, raising their hands, and finding their voice. SmileTrain partners with local experts to support with free cleft surgeries and other comprehensive care, empowering children to thrive in school and in life. Let's help every child walk into the classroom with confidence. Visit smiletrain.org/learn.
It's simple. The ESPN Chicago app.
All right, Shohei Ohtani makes his debut on the mound tonight, gentlemen. We're asking the question, will he win a Cy Young before his career is over? Yes or no?
I will say no. I would agree that he won't win one, but let's see what the fans have to say. Jeff?
Haters, 54% say no, 46% say yes. I think he'll do it, boys.
Do you?
I just don't know if he'll pitch enough.
That's
and
it.
I know he had a bad first outing, but Paul Skeens is pretty good. I mean, would I be shocked if he wins one? No, of course not.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with what you're talking about. I just don't know if he's going to pitch enough in any one season to where he'll get the votes.
I think his pitching, by and large, supports his MVP candidacy year in, year out.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly. I am Jeff Meller. That was earlier this week on Tuesday after, or I should say, on the dates when Shohei Ohtani was scheduled to make his first start of the season. And if you happened to miss it, well, probably, and this is kind of what I wanted to mention because I didn't have enough time to really get into it with Len and DJ, but we always do a Twitter poll question during each and every game. And I think they are right in the sense that the odds are probably against Shohei Ohtani. I agree with both Len and DJ there that it's more unlikely than not because of what they laid out, right? Like the truth is that Shohei Ohtani, everything he takes on as a hitter and how valuable he is as a hitter, the question would be, hey, is he ever going to able to put together enough innings? He's got his career high is 166 innings back in 2022 for the Angels. Now, that season, he was really good. He had a 2.33 ERA, 1.01 whip, and in those 166 innings, he struck out 219. The reason, though, I think Shohei Ohtani may do it this year is there have been the conversations from Dodgers beat reporters that they think it actually has been something that Shohei Ohtani has made his mission this year. Now, the very real conversation, will the Dodgers allow him to pitch enough innings to actually do that? That is fair. You know, obviously the Dodgers back-to-back World Series champs, they don't want to risk him in any way, not just as a pitcher, but also as a hitter, because he's critical to everything they do in that lineup. And, you know, having gone 50-50, the 1 year he wasn't pitching for them, it's understandable why they would treat him with kid gloves as a pitcher. But this is where my lean, I'm betting on Shohei Ohtani being motivated and trying to make it for 1 year his mission. And I think I mentioned it, his career high is 166 innings. He made 28 starts this year. This is obviously the big caveat, health permitting. I think Shohei Ohtani makes 30 starts this year. And I think he may even push it to like 170, 175 innings. Now, listen, that's going to be right there. He's going to have, that's going to have to be a very excellent 175, 180 innings, because if you're not going to throw 200, you're going to be competing with players like Paul Skeens who are going to put up really good numbers, and it's going to be tough. But I think Shohei Ohtani is motivated, and in his first start, he did go six shutout innings and struck out six, did pick up the win for the Dodgers. And that's the other thing, too. Pitching for the Dodgers, I know it's not a stat that really moves the needle as much these days in Cy Young votes, but if Shohei wins 20 games, I'm just telling you, I think some folks might be happy to vote for him this year just to kind of like let him get that one. So I think he's going to do it this year. That's my take. Again, it's probably it's less than 50-50, obviously, but I think Shohei Ohtani has made it his mission this year to do so. And I think at the end of the year, as long as he's healthy, we're going to be talking about him being the potential Cy Young winner for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Jeff Meller here at Rate Field. When we come back, what can you expect if you're coming to Rate, not just to see great White Sox baseball, but to fill your tummy with something yummy? Brooks Boyer sat down with Carmen and Yurko yesterday on the flagship station here on ESPN 1000. We'll let you hear what he previewed and talked about that you can expect here at Rate Field if you're buying something yummy right here on ESPN 1000 and the Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network. Take advantage of one of our best offers this season. One game ticket and two beers to select games starting at $24 with Miller Lite Baseball and Brews. You must be 21 and over with a valid ID. To purchase tickets, visit whitesox.com/brews. Jeff Meller back here on White Sox Weekly. Brooks Boyer, the executive VP of marketing, joined Carmen and Yurko yesterday ahead of the opener and talked about some of the great new food items with them on display with Carmen and Yurko.
All right, there's a lot of new stuff in front of us. First of all, the pizza looks phenomenal. I mean, what we got, like a...
So this is a beggar special. It's shaped like a home plate.
I love that.
It is an Italian beef. It's got all the Italian beef toppings on it in a pizza.
And jardiniere.
And jardiniere.
This is so like my favorite.
Dig in.
I know. I got to have
grab a piece.
You got to try one. This is like, are we allowed to say Barstool on here? Like,
you could say Barstool.
One bite, everyone knows the rule. Big Cat would be proud. White Sox Dave. Where's White Sox Dave? Is he around here?
I have not seen Dave. I don't think I've seen Dave here today. I saw him last year. He was at the...
Did he become too big time to...
Listen.
I mean, he's popular.
He's pretty big time. This has got sausage, beef, it looks like, and chardonnay, right?
Yes.
Hold on, let's try it.
This is, give it a shot. One bite, everyone knows the rules.
Damn.
You all right? Yeah. Pretty good? Pretty good?
And this is probably better for TV than radio.
Oh, that's okay. We're not
So we're starting. Hello, everybody. So you got the pizza. The next thing we're going to go to.
Oh, man, it's good.
The next thing you're going to go to is the two-bagger burger. Smash burger made exactly how you want it to be made.
Yeah.
I do have forks if you guys want to cut it up.
I'm eating this whole thing of pizza.
It's really good. I mean, it's elite.
It's elite. It is. It's great.
I'm trying to find out how to dissect this without putting my paws all
just
over
put your
it
paws on it. Don't worry about
sure it.
I'm going to take a little of the. I'm going to take a little of that beef just to try it. But you take.
All right.
You do
so
what
this
you
is the two-bagger.
I'm going to use
go nuts.
Shit. So the two-bagger. As you see, it's got a little surprise.
Burgers, huh?
It's a smash burger, but there's also a little element on there. Let's see if you can
really.
I'm gonna
this
get it.
What's the surprise? Like a secret sauce or something? What is it?
Wiener.
Oh God!
You got a hot dog on there, Carm. That's what you got.
That's why it's called the two bagger.
It's two bagger.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I see
give
it
this a shot, big boy.
Hey. It's trying to slide out. But
I did, Carm. I walked in and I told Yurk how skinny he looks. So he.
Oh came, yeah.
I think he's. He's at his fighting weight.
How is it, kid?
Not yet.
Pretty elite.
It's good. I'm
pretty elite.
There. They got a little something on there.
It's like it's a little messy.
A creme aioli type thing with maybe avocado or something.
Yeah.
On there. It's top
Look at the smash burger. Hold on. I'm just going to try a little. I want a little bit of this guy right here.
Okay, so we're the next round, we are good. Going the chorizo footlong machete.
I like the name of that. Let me see.
There goes the Carmen.
There goes the Carmen. Yeah, Carmen.
Chorizo footlong machete. So this is like a quesadilla?
Like a quesadilla. Best way to put
it. Damn quesadilla. Oh, look at this right here. I got
just
it.
Just rip.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
All right, chorizo. I love it.
Tell me what it tastes like.
Let me see if it's too spicy. Hold on.
Hope it's just right.
Now, obviously, with Delaware North, with Levy, we're lucky to have two really good food partners. And you know, obviously, we want the baseball to be as good as possible. We want the food and beverage to be there, too.
Listen, you can only control what you can control. And I don't think they consult with you on when to bring Noah Schultz up or anything like that. So you just worry about the food and what goes on.
Very excited about Grant Taylor taking the bump today.
I am, too. I don't know if I love that you got to use an opener on the home opener, but all right, I'm excited about
this. Let me ask you this, Grant. What pitcher on this staff are you most excited to see? Tell me someone you're more excited to see than Grant Taylor.
Probably nobody. Nobody. There's nobody up here right now. You're absolutely right. Now, it'll be in maybe an inning, two at the most, but you're absolutely right. Grant Taylor, I think, is the one guy that every Sox fan right now amongst everybody up here, you'd say, yeah, really, I really want to see that. And then once Schultz and Hagen and those guys come, that's going to be a different story. McDougal and all that. This is great.
The machete. We also have a vegetarian
this
machete.
This is great.
A vegetarian machete.
Like the crunchy greens that you have in here and the tortilla is like perfectly toasted and the chorizo is not too spicy.
Carms
but
it's chef.
But it's good. It's like it's perfect. This is really good. Where do you get the machete? All over the park?
Is the machete all over the park? It's specific.
Madison Street Food.
Madison Street Foods. Yeah. All right. I'm a lip reader.
All right. So
you're great.
Here's where we go next. We're going to the foot-long fajita dog.
All right.
Hot dog, fajita. Yeah.
We're making room.
You got a little avocado.
Put that on the table.
Gio will eat some of
aioli.
This, too.
Aioli. Yeah, Gio.
All right.
Get in there, Gio.
So we got, listen, we got cilantro. I see green peppers. I see onions.
There's some fajita meat in there.
It's a fajita on a dog.
You got it.
On a bun. Carm fajita on a dog on a bun.
All right. Get after it.
Lots of, value there.
This is my responsibility here.
I'm telling you right now, that machete is fantastic. Look,
I got to get this wiener in here. Mm-hmm. I got to get this wiener in here.
Brooks just goes, uh-huh.
My wiener's almost dropping out of here right now.
I see it. Uh-huh.
By the way, you
dropping
know,
out of the bag there.
Carmen's not familiar with a footlong.
No, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. I cut this one in half again. You might become more familiar.
Definitely not.
Carm, you're going to get to go with a Takatsu dog.
I'm going to. Jack McGrath said it was good. He tried it when you guys did, you know, when you had the media out a couple weeks ago. He said it was really good. The Takatsu dog. All right, let me try that. Let me see.
That's our creme fraiche right there with the avocado in it.
That's the special sauce.
It's like an avocado crema, it looks like.
It is.
That's like avocado crema. Is that what you said? Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, a little avocado crema. Let's see. Yeah, it's good.
All right, so last but not least.
Let me see this.
This is the Takatsu dog.
What is the Takatsu dog?
It is our a little tip of the cap to welcoming Munetaka Murakami.
Okay.
This will be available at our Lucky Stand.
Oh my gosh. Look at this.
It is a hot dog that is like a cornflake wrap with some sort of special sauce on it.
Oh, damn. What do you got? Describe it. Give me the flavors.
The crust is a little sweet.
Sweet crust.
That's
sweet and sour. That's popular in the Asian bistro.
There's like a little spice on whatever this sauce is on it.
Yeah.
The crust is sweet. And then you get the beef hot dog.
Yeah, bring that over.
That's really good.
Let me confirm this.
Yes. You give this a shot. Because what I want you to
do. It's like a cornbread. Right. It's almost like a corn. It's a elevated playoff of a corn dog, obviously.
Right.
It's like a cornbread. But it's sweet. It's a little savory. It's got some spice. The beef hot dog is great. I mean, damn, that's pretty good, dude.
All right, so here's what I want you guys to do. You have millions of people listening. Rank them. What are you going to the ballpark?
All right.
You got 4 days in a row. Which ones are you buying in what order? I know what Gio's doing right now. I can tell what
you
Gio's
like that
doing.
Burger, G? Yeah, it's pretty good. Gio likes the burger. I'm going to go. Oh, man. The machete is one. I'd probably go the Beggar's Pizza 2, and then I'm personally going with that Takatsu Dog 3. I think that's what I would do. That Takatsu Dog is really good. Like,
That's really good, actually. I just love, I like baggers. I like the combination of the beef and the jardinera. So, like, I don't know. I might flip that, though. That I might bump that to third. Machete's number one.
I don't know if there's a correct way of doing it or not. Either way, you're going to be tasting all four if you're coming to a four-game set. For me, pizzeria, the pizza is numero uno.
Oh, wow. All right.
That little lucky dog, the little Asian flavor that we've got on there, and in support, the fellow we've got coming over from Japan is number two.
Yeah. Mooney.
I didn't taste the machete. So
it's awesome.
Burger, dog, machete in my order.
It's good.
But the pizza to me is
it's
the way it's
great.
Made. Yeah, the pizza great. To me is creme de la creme.
What was the tweak on the milkshake this year? Is it just bigger?
So look, we had the campfire milkshake. Massively popular.
Yes, right? Obviously.
So then you go the next year, we brought this 125-year celebration shake,
right,
which is like a birthday cake shake.
Yep.
Popular, but still got outsold by the campfire milkshake.
Right.
So instead of, you know, doing something, I did like whoever created the sushi shake. I don't know if you saw the viral thing that went around.
I did not see that.
Yeah. It was a play. It had pieces of sushi sticking out
of
it.
Oh, my God.
But the campfire is iconic.
Yes.
So there's been too many times. How many times do you have someone say, hey, let's get one of those milkshakes. Oh, we'll just share it. So we made the 2.0. We made it bigger, so it's for two people.
Is there a single version still available?
Single and the double.
All right, so you can do a single and a double. I like that. So you can do a 2.0. If you've never had the campfire milkshake, I don't know where you've been the last couple of years. It's unbelievable.
Campfire milkshake for themselves yesterday and enjoyed a White Sox winner. Start your game day with a patio party, 2 hours of all you can eat and drink, starting at just $63 per person. It is the best value in the ballpark for food, fun, and excitement. For more information, visit whitesox.com/party areas or call 312-674-1000. Jeff Meller, that's going to wrap up this edition of White Sox Weekly, but don't go anywhere, White Sox fans. Coming up next, we will start the official pregame show at 12:30 for a 1:10 first pitch right here on the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network.